So you want to create an e-commerce business selling food online. I'm going to give you 7 different types of food e-commerce businesses, and we're going to get to that list right now. All right, so welcome to Marketing Food Online, and if this is the first time that you have ever seen one of my videos, welcome to my channel. We teach food entrepreneurship, and we are YouTube's premier food entrepreneur channel, creating all kinds of great content to show you how to get your food business up and running, create a packaged food product, get a food truck started, and everything in between. So I'm going to get into 7 different types of e-commerce food business models, and I'm going to explain to you how these work and how you can actually create an online business selling food. Before we get to the 7, though, you want to make sure, be very, very sure that you've got the right types of permits and licenses. Most food businesses, like the ones I'm going to list, you can't necessarily start from your house because you can't sell food products from your home online. You want to make sure that you've got the right types of license and permits. Even incorporating yourself as a business, I highly recommend you separate yourself into an LLC or some type of business entity and not just do this without that, because you want to make sure you protect your personal property in case there's an issue with the food product. So if you want to get into this, I'm going to give you the 7 lists right now, and I'm going to explain each one of them as I go along. So 1, creating your own website to sell a food product on. Now, if you are looking to sell a food product, being online with an e-commerce store, creating one like on Shopify, creating one on GoDaddy or Weebly.com is a great idea. One of the biggest challenges I'm going to give you just as an experience on my own, driving traffic to your own website is a bit of a challenge. Now, it can be done, and you don't necessarily have to spend a ton of money to do it, but if you want to do it, you have to definitely utilize social media. You want to create some blogs, create some content, get on social media on a daily and weekly basis, and you want to get some attention and some eyes on your website. Now, also SEO. You want to make sure that your own website has proper search engine optimization, meaning that you're using the right keywords so that Google can basically categorize you and you can be found online. Now, one of the great things is the flexibility of selling your own food product or other types of food products that you can buy and resell on your own website, because you have control over the content, pretty much every aspect of the website, from the look of it, the price points, how much product you can upload is nearly infinite. So having your own website is the first one right off the bat, and it is a great way to get started, especially if you're new to e-commerce. Now, 2, I recommend using 2 in conjunction with 1. And 2 is selling on an existing platform. What does that mean? Okay, so existing platforms are like Amazon, eBay, Etsy. Those are the 3 big ones that I would highly recommend you get on if you're starting to create an e-commerce business. Now, why is that? Well, they have built-in audience. They have a built-in customer base, and they have an algorithm and a lot of other benefits that will boost and put your product up in the front of the eyes of people who are looking for it. So as an example, if you're selling hot sauce or some spicy barbecue sauce, if you create a listing on one of these websites, you're going to get a better chance of having people find it, because millions of people shop and utilize these platforms more so than, of course, your own website. But the good thing is, when you begin to sell on these other platforms, whatever your product is, whatever your food item is, you're going to have a better chance of driving organic or just natural traffic to your website, because people are going to want to find out more about your food products or about your business in general. So getting yourself on one of these platforms is without question a no-brainer, okay? And when you create your own website, like I stated in the first one, you put those two together, you're going to be much, much better off. 3. All right, now this is called reselling food products that you don't make. You're going to resell, kind of like a buy it and flip it type of concept. Now, can you do that? Yes, you can. Again, make sure you have the right license within your state and within your county and city to do it. But purchasing food products and then selling them or reselling them for a markup, creating a margin, creating a profit, is definitely a very popular thing to do. And when you can begin to buy it at wholesale or in bulk prices, it's even better. 4, using a fulfillment center to fulfill your orders for your food business. How does this work? Now, of course, you may or may not be familiar with Amazon FBA. Amazon FBA is fulfillment by Amazon, and that allows you to literally send products to their warehouse and then sell that product on your own website or other websites, and they would actually fulfill the order. Now, is Amazon the only one who does this? No. There are literally dozens and dozens of fulfillment centers. They do range in price point as far as what they charge a fee for them to fulfill your order. But you can actually purchase or even create your own food product and send it to these warehouses, and the order fulfillment will be taken care of for you. It's actually a great idea. It's a really very smooth and easy way to operate an e-commerce business of any type of product, but especially if it's a food product. Now, one of the most important things, though, you want to keep in mind is expiration dates. And if you have a product that has a really long shelf life and a good shelf life, then you would be better off using a fulfillment center. Number five, selling in bulk. Now, this is different than selling an individual one single item or singular item to customers and having one single transaction for one product. It's kind of almost in the sense like a food service. If you're familiar with food service industry, those are companies that fulfill orders for hospitals, restaurant chains, very large food chains and food operations. But the quantity of the product is very large. It's in bulk. So for instance, let's say you had mixed nuts that you're selling. So instead of selling mixed nuts in a very small bag, you could sell 5, 10, 15, 20-pound bags of a product at one time. So large kind of food service size portions, the bulk side, is another way that you can sell food. Number six, subscription food business. So this is actually really popular if you actually create and make your own food product, or you have some type of line of product where you have a variety, maybe 4, 5, 6 flavors. Subscription food businesses are great because every month you could send out a subscription of a variety of food to your customers. Where can you do that, Damien? How can I get that done? CrateJoy.com. That's C-R-A-T-E, CrateJoy, CrateJoy.com. And they actually are one of the top subscription platforms to sell on. It's almost like an Amazon for subscription food businesses. So if you're looking to do that, subscription businesses are hugely popular. Number seven, and this is one of my more popular ones, and I love doing this, this is selling food in bundles. And I would actually use, again, Amazon or eBay or Etsy or even your own website to do this, but selling in bundles. And what does that mean? Well, bundling food products by the category or the type of food product it is a very big, is a great way to get very large order transactions. So what I mean by that is that if you had a gluten-free product, and there's a lot of people who are gluten-free, if you had a specific product and you sold 6, 12, 15, 20 of them at a time, or a variety of those gluten-free products, different flavors of different sizes, and you bundle them together, you can create a larger price point. That price point could be $50, $60, $70, even $100. But the customer is going to get from you is a handful of products or a multiple amount of the same product. Okay? So creating bundles is a no-brainer, a great way to create an online e-commerce food business. So that is a short and sweet and extremely to the point video. I wanted to give you 7 ideas to get your imagination stirring. How do you create a food business online and give you a variety of ways that you can actually sell food. And these are highly, highly profitable small food business ideas to help you get started. Okay. So if you have any questions about this, please let me know down below and I will see you guys on the next video. So if you're looking to start your own food business, check out these videos for more resources. Profitable food business ideas, how to start a food truck business, learn all about cottage food laws to create a home business for selling food, and how to start a catering business from home. These and many more small food business ideas are all at your fingertips when you subscribe to Marketing Food Online.